The Girl with the Long Green Heart by Lawrence Block, read by Alan Sklar. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. When the phone rang, I was shaving. I put my razor down and walked across the room to pick up the phone on the bedside table. A woman's voice said, "It's 8:30, Mr. Hayden." I thanked her and went back to finish shaving. I put on a plain white shirt and the good blue suit I had bought in Toronto. I picked out a dark blue tie with an unobtrusive below-the-knot design and tied it 3 times before I got the knot as small as I wanted it. I gave my shoes a brief rub down with one of the hotel's hand towels, got the day's first cigarette going, and went over to my window to have a look at the city. It was my first real look at Olean. I'd gotten into town the night before on a puddle jump flight from Toronto to Buffalo to Olean. My cab ride in from the airport had been less than a scenic tour. At that hour, the city looked like any small town with everything closed. There were 2 movie houses, the Olean and the Palace, and one had already turned off its marquee. A few bars were open. I had gone straight to the Olean house and straight to bed. Now, in daylight, the town still had little to set it apart. My room was on the 3rd of 4 floors, and my window looked out across North Union Street. The Olean Trust Company was directly across the street, flanked by a chain 5 and dime and a small drugstore. The street ran to 8 lanes, with cars parked at angles to the curb on both sides of the street. Most of the parking spaces were taken. On the